Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' He answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asked for a fish, would give a snake instead of the fish? Or if the child asked for an egg, would you give them a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Let us pray. Guide us, O Lord, this morning by your word and your Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yeah, a snake. No thanks. Our scripture this morning from Luke 11 is very familiar to us, maybe even a little too familiar. Has the Our Father become rote? Do we pray it without feeling or hearing the words? Let's look at the words again. "Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to a time of trial." We begin by addressing God as Father. It implies a personal relationship. Jesus didn't say — he uses the term Father, but we should say something a little more reverent. He said, "When you pray, say, 'Father.'" In our current culture, a lot of people have a difficult time using the word Father. Either they've been hurt by a father, they don't have an earthly father, or they just prefer more inclusive language, like parent. No matter where you are in the debate, you can use a word that is personal and intimate while still giving honor. This prayer was meant to be a model for the disciples to pray. Remember, they asked Jesus to give them a prayer like John gave his disciples. It's not a prayer to be memorized to earn a Bible in Sunday school. God is our heavenly parent who has authority within a trusting relationship with us. And we can come to God knowing that God will offer provision, protection, guidance. So next within the prayer is our submission to God's agenda. May your kingdom come. Many years ago, my father and I performed a skit here where I was here praying and he was up in the balcony answering me with each line of the prayer as if he were God. "Your kingdom come." I don't remember the exact words, but Dad said something like, "Do you really mean that?" Are you sure you know what you're asking for? When we pray, your kingdom come, we are submitting to God and accepting God's plan and purpose. God's kingdom's always been here. We're asking for God's kingdom in our life. Then we move to asking God for our needs to be met. The order of the prayer, of course, is perfect. Thy will be done, followed by meet my needs. This reminds us that we aren't asking God to do our will. We're asking for God's will to be done in us. And we're not asking for just our physical needs, but also our spiritual needs. We are body and soul. I need daily sustenance, but I also need my soul to be nurtured too. And part of my soul being cared for is to offer forgiveness as well as to be forgiven. We probably all know how carrying a grudge or a hurt can eat away at our whole being, even to the point of illness. There's a book that we had to read when I was in training to be a chaplain. It's called The Body Keeps the Score by Dr. Bessel van der Kolk. Good Dutch person, I'm sure. He tells how trauma can affect individuals and society. Our bodies hold trauma, and unless we can forgive and heal, it can eat away at us. And lastly, God will help us stay away from temptations. And that topic would be a whole nother sermon with a whole lot of testimonies. God cares about our whole being, body and soul. So now Jesus gives his disciples an illustration contrasting God's goodness with poor human behavior. We saw last week with Mary and Martha that hospitality in the ancient Near East was a duty, was mandatory. When the neighbor knocked on his friend's door and asked for 3 loaves of bread, the friend was actually honor-bound to give him the bread. But his friend sounds like me. Do not mess with my sleep. I might say I'm protecting the kids, but no, I'm protecting me. The friend does eventually open the door and gives the neighbor the bread, but mostly because of persistence of having somebody just continually knocking at the door. Jesus is saying that when we are doing or asking for something that God considers good, then we can boldly come to God and be persistent. If a bold neighbor could move a sleepy friend, how much more can we rely on God? As always, Jesus needed to be a little more specific with his disciples and us. Ask, seek, knock. And Jesus says everyone. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks will find. Everyone who knocks will have the door opened. I like the way Chuck Swindoll says it. If only you will ask the Father, then your request will be given to you. If only you will seek the Father's will, then you will find it. If only you will knock, then the Father will open the door to your request. Jesus knows us so well. We need so many examples and illustrations to get the point. For those of us who are parents or have little children in our lives, we know that if they ask for ice cream, we're not giving them broccoli, especially us grands and greats. The Gospel of Luke says, if a child asks for a fish, we aren't going to give them a snake. If they ask for an egg, we aren't going to give them a scorpion. If we who are evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Can we ask them? Can we come to God as a child? Can we approach God as members of the kingdom of God? We are not beggars sitting on the street corner. And God is not a vending machine that we can put in our request and press a button and get out our request. We are in a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit, like the neighbors or the children. I'm sure you can imagine or have experienced yourself the feeling of being outside of God's will, that feeling of not living in the kingdom, or possibly feeling like a beggar on the street corner, hoping for a few scraps to fall. The disciples' prayer or the Lord's prayer is a model of prayer to get back in relationship with God. Our We Pray group has placed in the prayer corner on our website a version of the Lord's Prayer, which allows for personal reflection and conversation with God. You can use each line of the model prayer as a springboard for your own thoughts. You can seek God's will. So this would be my hypothetical prayer today, something I might pray to God. Please don't misinterpret it. I am not sick. I am very healthy. Everything is fine in my life. This is just hypothetical. Okay? God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, you alone are holy. I trust your will. It is perfect. I welcome your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I do not need bread at this time, but my body needs your healing touch. Remove the illness from my body. And please help me forgive Gladys. You know both our hearts. Lord, I need to let my hurt go. Help me forgive as I am able to receive forgiveness from you and others. And God, help me stay away from the temptations that come my way. You know my weakness for ice cream. All right, that's true. And it's not healthy for my body. Remove my desire for them. Lord, you know everything we need. When we're coming to you, it's more about us getting in line with you. But I trust that God is listening. It's not always like a vending machine. It's not always going to be immediate. But just trust that God is working in your life and that God will give you your heart's desire. Amen.